Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Because in Las Vegas, it's about 75 degrees today, and we had scattered showers early this morning, but the rest of the day has turned out to be a beautiful day. It's sun is out, the skies are blue, and it's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. So if you're coming to Vegas, make sure you wear short sleeves and short pants, because it's going to get hotter later on this afternoon. But this evening, it will chill out to be like 45 or 50 degrees in the evening time. So the winter time is fading away, and we're going into the springtime. So we have warm weather for the spring. And when it gets to be summertime, oh boy, it's going to be hot in Vegas. Yes, it will be. Because it gets up to 120 degrees in Vegas. Because that's because we're in the desert in Nevada. So in the desert, it gets hot. And Las Vegas is in the desert. So we can prepare for some hot weather, for the summertime weather here in Las Vegas. All right. Well, I have a joke for you. Well, a story, a joke. And I got this from G Money, the pimp comic. Okay, the story goes, two kids drop their grandmother off at a convalescent home for senior citizens. And they introduced her to the staff and to the management. And then they took her into the room with all of the residents. And they said, okay, Granny, we're going to leave you so that you can socialize with the people that live here, and we'll come back and check on you later. Okay? And Granny said, yes, that'll be fine. Thank you very much. I'll see you later. Have a good day. And they said, okay, Granny, we'll talk to you later. And they walked out. And they left Granny socializing with the residents in the convalescent home. And as she was talking, Granny started leaning to the side in her chair. And a worker came up and saw Granny leaning. So he straightened her up in her chair and asked her if she was all right. And she said, yes, I'm fine. So he said, okay, and he left her to go finish his business, his work around the convalescent. And a little later on, she was talking with some people, and she started leaning to the side again. And another worker came up to her and straightened her up in her chair and asked her if she was okay. And she said, "I'm fine, thank you." And they walked off and continued their errands. So a little later on, she was leaning in her chair again. And a nurse came and straightened her up and asked her if she was all right. And she said, "Yes, I'm fine, thank you." And the nurse left to continue her duty. Well, her grandkids came back, and they asked her, "How did she like her day at the convalescent home?" And she said, "Oh, the residents were really nice to me, but the workers, they wouldn't let me fart." And that's a joke by G Money, the pimp comic. Woo! All right, now let's get to the NBA basketball. All right, DJ Papa D, how you doing today?
Doing all right. How are you?
I'm fine as wine and looking divine. Yes, I am. So let's talk NBA basketball. Let's start with the Eastern Conference. What's going on in the Central Division in the Eastern Conference?
In the Central Division, the Milwaukee Bucks are on top with 22 wins, followed by the Chicago Bulls and the Indiana Pacers, who are tied at 16 wins. Following them is the Cleveland Cavaliers at 14 wins, and bringing up the rear, the Detroit Pistons at 10 wins.
That's interesting. Detroit has been a powerhouse for so many years, and now they're on the bottom of the league. I wonder what's going on. Maybe they got to make some draft choices to improve their team. Okay, well, Milwaukee's still running shop in the Central Division. So what's going on in the Atlantic Division?
In the Atlantic Division, the Philadelphia 76ers and the Brooklyn Nets are tied for first place with 24 wins, and followed by the Boston Celtics and the New York Knicks are tied for second with 19 wins. And bringing up the rear, the Toronto Raptors at 17 wins.
It looks like they got a battle going on in the Atlantic Division. Two teams are tied for first, and two teams are tied for second place. Okay, well, that just leaves the Toronto Raptors to be at the bottom by themselves. All right, well, that's too bad for Toronto. All right, let's go to the Southeast Division. What's going on in the South? Hello, what's going on in the South?
Orlando Magic, I guess you can't hear me. So let me try this. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. I didn't hear what you just said, though. What did you just say?
I said the Miami Heat in the Southeast Division. The Miami Heat is on top with 18 wins, followed by the Charlotte Hornets, who have 17 wins. Then it's the Atlanta Hawks with 16 wins, Washington Wizards with 14 wins, and the Orlando Magic with 13 wins.
Okay. Well, everybody's in the teams in the Southeast Division. So I guess they're going to battle up to the top to see who's going to be the number one team in the division. So we got to watch the Southeast and see how they fare as the season goes on. All right, let's go to the Western Conference and see what's happening. Let's talk about Utah and the Northwestern Division.
In the Northwest, the Utah Jazz are on top with 27 wins, followed by the Portland Trail Blazers and the Denver Nuggets, both who have 21 wins. Then it's the Oklahoma City Thunder with 15 wins and the Minnesota Timberwolves bringing up the rear with 7 wins.
Wow, Utah has been at 27 wins for the longest. When are they going to win another game? They've been at 27 wins for 2 weeks. What's their losses look like right now? Still got 14 losses?
Utah Jazz?
Yeah.
The Utah Jazz has 27 wins and 9 losses.
Oh, they must not have played any games in the last 2 weeks. Because they've been at 27 wins for the last 2 weeks almost. And 9 losses. Okay. They must have taken a break in the NBA. So, okay. I was just checking. All right. What's up with the Pacific Division? The Lakers and the Clippers are still battling at the top with the Phoenix Suns.
In the Pacific Division, the Suns, the Lakers, and the Clippers are all tied with 24 wins. The Golden State Warriors have 19 wins, and the Sacramento Kings have 14 wins.
Sounds like the Golden State Warriors are trying to make a move in the Pacific Division. They're coming up. They got 19 wins. They're going to be in the 20-win section real soon. All right. Sounds good. Well, we got to keep our eye on the Pacific Division. They got 3-4 teams that will be challenging for first place. So we got to keep our eye on the Pacific Division. Okay, let's go to the Southwest Division. How are San Antonio and who is that? The Dallas Mavericks in that division. How are they doing?
The Spurs are on top with 18 wins and 15 losses, followed by the Dallas Mavericks, who have 19 wins, but they have 16 losses. After that, it's the Memphis Grizzlies with 17 wins and 16 losses. New Orleans Pelicans have 15 wins, and the Houston Rockets have 11 wins.
Wow. It looks like San Antonio needs to get moving because the Dallas Mavericks are going to run them over. Okay. Well, that's the standing for the NBA breakdown right here on Gregory's Story. So everybody pay attention to what's going on in the NBA. And they got some teams that are moving, and some teams are just standing still. So we need to watch and see what happens when they get to the 50 game mark, then we'll see who makes the run for the roses. Okay, DJ Papa D, I have another joke for you. Are you ready for another one?
Right. Yeah, let's hear another one.
Yeah, okay. There were two men. They were walking through the jungle, and they were taking the pictures of the animals in the jungle. They were taking the pictures of the lions and the tigers and the elephants and the giraffes. And they were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds and the trees. And they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. And one man bent down and took his boots off and put his tennis shoes on. And the other man said, "What are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear." And he looked at him and he said, "Outrun a bear? I just need to outrun your ass." Woo! Yep, that's a good one. By G Money, the Pimp Comedy. All right, DJ Papa D, let's go to a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. There was a lion, a duck, and a chicken that went to lunch in a restaurant. And they walked into the restaurant and sat down at the table. And the waitress came over and asked them if they wanted to order. Said, "Can I take your order?" And the lion said, "Yes, I'll have a chocolate shake." And then she asked the chicken what he'd like to order. And the chicken said, "I'll have a bologna and cheese sandwich." And then the goose said, "I'll have a grilled cheese sandwich." And then the waitress went back to the lion and said, "Are you sure you don't want to eat anything?" And the chicken said, "Hey, lady, stay in your lane. If he was hungry, you think we'd be here right now?" Woo, that's good. That's a good one. All right.
Thank you. I was standing out on the steps of my bungalow, and one of my students, a little cute little girl, she was light-skinned and had big freckles on her face, and her mother had dressed her up with a white sweater and white jeans, and she just looked so darling. And while she was talking to me, she had her punch in one hand, and she had her pizza in her other hand, and this little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand and he took off running. And I lost it.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, now I guess it's time for me to tell you a story. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, get a drink, get some popcorn or some potato chips, and sit back, as it's time for me to tell you a story. So DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for the listening audience today. And we'll be back with the musical song after the story.
So, G-Money has been the homeless chef, and he's been preparing stew and soup for everybody, and they've been coming through, and they've been donating money to contribute to Gregory's bill. And when G Money was going out and he was collecting cans, he was going dumpster diving, and he'd go to Taco Bell and he'd get the bag of burritos and the bag of tacos that were thrown out every night. And then he'd go across the street to Church's Chicken, and they would cook like 200 pieces of chicken for the day. And if they didn't sell all those chickens, all the chicken that they didn't sell, they would wrap in a bag and they would put it in a box and put that in the dumpster. When G Money went over there to get cans, he would find the box and he'd pull the box out and it would have a big bag of chicken. And he'd have like 40 pieces of chicken. And he would take that back to his camp with him. And then he was going and doing dumpster diving at like Pizza Hut and at Domino's Pizza. And he had gone in and talked to the managers and found out that people were calling and ordering pizzas, but they weren't picking them up. So they were considered canceled orders. So he was going in, and the manager was giving him the pizzas. And it may be three or four large pizzas that were ordered, but they weren't picked up. So Pizza Hut would give him the pizzas. And then he'd go to Domino's, and he'd get three or four pizzas at Domino's, and he would take the pizzas back to the camp and feed everybody in the camp pizza. So this happened on a daily basis, especially when the soup and the stew ran out. They would get pizza to eat, and they would get burritos and tacos and chicken to eat. So my food was always available at the camp. In Gregoriesville, he made sure everybody ate. So that was the good thing about Gregoriesville. There was always food around. And if they didn't get any food from the dumpsters or from Pizza Hut or Domino's Pizza, well, Gregory was getting money from selling his cans. So he could go into the supermarket and a box of hot dogs. I think you get 80 hot dogs in a box, and he would cook hot dogs on the grill and buy a couple of loaves of bread, and you could come get a couple of hot dogs with bread. So you would have some food to eat. So every day, the people in Gregoriesville ate well, and that was the best thing about being in Gregoriesville, because everybody donated to the benefit of Gregoriesville, and the more people that came, the bigger the homeless camp came. And people would be very happy that they were there, that they had a place to come to, and they could set up camp and have a place to sleep at night and have food to eat during the daytime. And one day we decided that we were going to have a picnic in the park, in Walnut Park. So I went to the store, G Money went to the store, and bought a bunch of hot dogs and bought some bread and bought some chicken, and we had potato chips and corn chips and tortilla chips, and We bought some punch, and we went to the park, and we cooked the food in the barbecue grills at the park. And we found out that the light post at the park that was by the cabanas where the picnic tables were and the grills were, the lights had plugs in them. And we plugged our radio in, and the radio worked, so the plugs were hot. And somebody went and brought their TV out and plugged the TV in. So we were watching TV. And all day we were listening to the radio and we were watching TV and people were eating the food. It was a beautiful day. The picnic was great. And later on that night, a lot of people had gone home, and G Money was laying on a blanket. He had brought a sleeping bag, and he was in the sleeping bag with one of his female friends. In fact, it was two girls in the sleeping bag, and one of them was asleep, but the other girl was laying there with G Money, and they had put a blanket over them, and they were just watching TV. They were waiting for the 11 o'clock news, and they were smoking some weed. They had an aluminum pipe that they had rolled up and had put some weed in the pipe, and they were smoking the weed, and they were sitting there watching TV. And all of a sudden, two cars pulled up on the grass and rolled up on them, and they were looking like, what's going on? What are these cars doing on the grass? And it was the park patrol. It was the park rangers that were riding up on us, and they came and they gave G Money a ticket for using the electricity in the park because he was watching TV. And they gave him a ticket because he said that he was the one that had the picnic out there and he had invited all his friends to come and participate in the picnic. And all of a sudden, you know, people had gone home, and he was still laying there, and he had the shopping cart with the extra potato chips and the extra hot dogs and whatever wasn't cooked that day. It was sitting in the bag in the shopping cart from the store. And he tried to explain to the park rangers that they had been out there having a picnic. So how could it be illegal for them to use the plug at the park? Because they were using the plug and they were watching TV. So the park ranger gave him a ticket and he had to go to court. But that was the end of that day. And everything was everything in Gregoryville. That was another day. And that's how we lived in Gregoryville. For 3 years we lived like that.
Hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
uncoordinated. So he doesn't, he's not an athlete. He doesn't play in sports. He got a big mouth, so he talks crazy all the time. He's like a comedian, except he ain't got no humor.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-G-G-G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. Well, now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members. And it's time for me to give away that $50 cash prize. So, I'm looking for caller number 13. Let's do lucky 13 today. I'm looking for caller number 13 to tell us the name of this song. DJ Papa D's going to play a clip from a song, and we need you to call in and tell us what the name of the song is. And if you call in and you're number 13, you win $50. So, okay, DJ Papa D, play the clip from the song. Wow, that's a busy song. There's a lot going on in that song, ladies and gentlemen. But I think if you can recognize from the lyrics that you heard what the name of that song is. So we're going to give you 5 minutes, and we're waiting on caller 13, lucky 13, to call in and identify the name of the song and win $50. So in the meantime, DJ Papa D, play my song. Play the one that says, GG Money, GG Money. I've been a G since the day I was born. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
GG money. Woo! I'm GG money. I've been a G since the day I was born. GG money. All the ladies love me and they want to be mine. GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. Woo! I'm GG money. I've been a G since the day I was born. GG money. I'm college educated. I got 5 degrees. GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. Woo! I'm GG money. I got a master's in education and a money, a AA, a BA, and a BA degree. GG money, GG money, GG money, GG money, GG money, GG money. Woo! I'm GG money. I wear diamonds and gold, and I dress real fine. GG money. All the girls love me, cause I'm blowing their mind. GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. Woo! I'm GG money. I pledge the Friday to see my eternity. GG money. I was known as Big Brother. Serious business. That's me. GG money. I was the step master. Big dog on the yard. GG money.
What, boy? Let's step. Take the dog on the yard.
I'm GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. Woo! I'm GG money.
DJ Papa D. DJ Big Nasty. I'm G Money. The Pimp Tommy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm Gregory Girard, the teacher from the street. And I want to talk about when I was a teacher in Compton Unified School District. So I was a chaperone at the high school prom. And I left the prom with the kids to go to the after prom. And we went to the IHOP for breakfast until like 9 o'clock in the morning. So when I left the after prom, I didn't go home. I went to my neighborhood apartment complex where my friends lived in the complex, and I went to the pool and I hung out at the pool. So I was at the pool drinking my alcohol.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. Well, we're waiting on caller 13 to call in and claim the name of the song that we played the clip from. But we haven't gotten the 13th caller yet. So I guess I put the money away until Monday's show, where we'll have a 3 o'clock start time for our Monday show. And fan clubs, listen in to the show, and we'll see if we have a winner on Monday that will claim this $50. But anyway, DJ Papa D, tell us the name of the song and then play it for us.
The name of the song is you're not going to guess? I thought maybe you would guess.
Oh, no. I'm not going to even try to guess. What's the name of the song?
The name of the song is Keep On Bumping by the KG.
Keep On by the who?
By the KG.
By the KB? Is that what you said? The KB? I don't know.
The name of the song is Keep On Bumping, KGs.
Oh, the KGs. Okay. Keep On Bumping by the KGs, everybody. That's the name of the song, Keep On Bumping. And the name of the group that put that song together is the KGs. All right, DJ, play the song so everybody can hear the song. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Yeah.
comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. G Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment Promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. Time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere, because I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So, until Monday, be safe this weekend. Wear your mask. Observe social distancing, 6 feet or more, when you're in a crowd. And wash your hands every chance you get, because every time you touch something, you could be contagious. You could be traveling with the virus. So make sure you wash your hands all the time. And don't put your hands in your face or in your eyes, because that's the way to transfer the virus to your internal organs. So don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. So be safe. God loves you, and I love you too. So until Monday, peace, take care, and let's pray.
I know what you're thinking. Did he fire 6 shots or only 5? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
He is so dumb. He thought that the Gettysburg Address was where Lincoln lived.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my underground lair.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
That was some real John Wayne shit, Staff Sergeant.
We got a Black Hawk down. We got a Black Hawk down.
I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I kept the faith.
I am Merida, firstborn descendant of Clan Dunbrock, and I'll be shooting for my own hand.
You tell your king that William Wallace will not be ruled, nor will any Scot while I live.
Look what I have created! I have made fire! I have made fire!
You quit it?
What?
Trying to swim here. What, the ocean isn't big enough for you or something like that?
Huh?
You got a problem, buddy? Huh? Huh? Do you? Want a piece of me? Yeah. Ooh, I'm scared now.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Just might open the window.
One big pile of shit.
If we can do this, Cupid is no longer an archer. His glory shall be ours. For we are the only love gods.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
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 I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
Run! Go! Get to the chopper!
What was that? It was bad! It had nothing, no fire, no energy, no nothing! You know I have a shoulder right here, you know? And it must pop, pop, pop! So tomorrow from 5 to 7, will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary? It must be green, okay? Okay?
Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
To protect the sheep, you gotta catch the wolf. And it takes a wolf to catch a wolf, you understand?
Shall we play a game?
Inside this room, all of my dreams become realities, and some of my realities become dreams.
Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot, and we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
I know what you're thinking. Did he fire six shots or only five? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
He's so dumb. He thought that the Gettysburg Address was where Lincoln lived.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my underground lair.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine?
Son of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
I'm some real John Wayne shit, Staff Sergeant.
We got a Black Hawk down. We got a Black Hawk down.
I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I kept the faith.
I am Merida, firstborn descendant of Glanda Brock, and I'll be shooting for my own hand.
You tell your king, William Wallace will not be ruled, nor will any Scot lie.
Look what I have created!
You quit it?
What?
I'm trying to swim here. What, the ocean isn't big enough for you or something like that?
Huh?
You got a problem, buddy? Huh? Huh? Do you?
One piece of me?
Yeah. Ooh, I'm scared now.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.